We're going to do you a quick update, what we're thinking and feeling and where we feel as things are. We're coming up to 4 o'clock as we record this. I've got Josh Williams, I've got Josh Sexton, Liverpool around Moses Caicedo. Josh Sexton, it's been one hell of a day. We all woke up and came in and thought this thing's happening. It's coming together. From there, that at around 12 o'clock, it felt like, oh God, this thing might really not be happening. The longer it goes where it doesn't happen, the more I begin to wonder whether or not Chelsea have got a bit of a problem somewhere here in being able to match where Liverpool are up to, and they may well be trying to force Liverpool to say, well, actually, we don't want it now. That's where I think this currently is. I think that the ball is very much in Chelsea's court, and I think Brighton are going to want it sorted one way or the other.
Yeah, it's sort of where it makes it even more complicated, to be honest, doesn't it? In that... Basically, if Chelsea find themselves in a situation where financially they can't afford it, but the player only wants that move, if we are to believe that's going to be the case for the rest of the summer now, if he's sort of saying, look, it doesn't matter what offer's on the table from Liverpool, I've committed to this offer from Chelsea, and basically he's looking at Brighton going, you need to lower your asking price. Brighton are looking at Chelsea going, you need to up the valuation you think of the player. And then they're almost looking at the player going, you better prepare yourself to come and play for us here. And it doesn't have to be, you know, we could go on to the end of the summer transfer window, but that's been Brighton's position the whole time is, well, it's 100 million or we're keeping hold of the player. And we have every right to do that. And that's sort of where, you know, from all angles there, I do have a little bit of concern, because I think... It sort of shows in each of those guys there that everyone who's involved in this now would be prepared to hold out. And I think, you know, Liverpool sort of rightly, in a sense, could be prepared to hold out, albeit I think they should definitely be looking at other targets. And as the window winds up, they should be making sure they can secure those other targets. But for now, you know, Liverpool can almost afford to sit tight and say, well, we don't think Chelsea can afford this in the way you're saying, Neil. And eventually we think the player might just have his head turned.